This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today's corporate news is brought to us by $4 billion and an animated pig. That's what Hasbro is going to spend, cash, by the way, to buy an animation studio called Entertainment One. Peppa Pig is one of its big franchises. So what you have is a company that's turned toys into movies, think Transformers or Battleship or G.I. Joe, buying a company with characters that make great toys. You play it out from there. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Hasbro's turned a lot of toys into movie and TV franchises. Transformers, My Little Pony, even Ouija.
Spirit, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
That's how the toy industry works now, says San Jose State University professor Elizabeth Sweet.
If you look at what's in the toy aisles today, it's nearly all tied to media.
Media like Peppa Pig.
And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
By purchasing Peppa Pig's producer Entertainment One, Hasbro is beefing up its ability to produce content itself rather than with a Hollywood partner, says media analyst Mike Bloxam.
They now compete with the likes of Disney. Only they're coming at it first from the toy manufacturer and distribution and into media instead of the other way around. It's a huge step for them.
Huge because toy makers have been struggling since retailer Toys R Us closed its doors. There are risks. Hasbro's traditionally been a manufacturing and marketing company. Entertainment One is all about content production. Barbara Carlin is a business professor at the University of Houston.
If you don't have this capability, how good are you going to be in integrating that capability into a company that has traditionally been focused in a very different direction?
Either way, she says, that is the direction the toy and movie industries are moving in. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.